I want to do yogurt panna cotta with some strawberries, which are in the season now. So in here I have got some milk, some cream, some vanilla. I quite like the vanilla paste. You can use essence, but you get the wee seeds. They're too expensive. I mean, they're, what are they, £4 a pop now?
Are they?
Yeah. And then I've got sugar in that. And then in here I have got a gelatin soaked in cold water, about 10 minutes. Fire that in.
And that's just milk and cream.
That's it. Milk, cream, gelatin, sugar, and vanilla. And then that there. Take that off the heat. Let that cool down completely, John. You know, let it, you know, till it's, you can stick your finger in it and don't notice.
Because panna is cream and cotta means cooked.
Yep.
So that is
cooked cream. That's cooked it. Cream. Okay. This is a nice local yogurt. So whenever that's cold, just whisk in and you get one. You got a nice big thick yogurt. Okay. So it's Greek style. And that's us.
That's a wee bit less sweet then. And
there's no sweet in that. And if you put your finger in that, because sure, it's all going to the same place. That's quite sugary. That tastes like vanilla ice cream, doesn't it? And then you put the yogurt in it, and it gives it a lovely tang. Put it into a glass, and it sets.
Oh.
Okay. So that's your panna cotta there.
Okay.
Okay. And then I've got some strawberries. And then what I've done is, John,
can I just take one of those strawberries? Quality control.
What I did was took some of the strawberries, cooked them down with a bit of, had a wee bit of like sparkling wine in the fridge.
Leftover.
I've got a lid now. I'm an adult now. I've got a special topper thing. Yes.
New year, new you.
New you. Yes. New me. New me. And then just cook that down with a bit of sugar. And then do the same thing. Bit of gelatin. You're looking at about 200 mils of liquid. And then 2 leaves of gelatin. Put that into your hot strawberry mixture. Uh-huh. And then give that a wee blend. And then I just put that into a tray. Lined with cling film to let that set. So this is a wee strawberry jelly.
Oh wow.
Try that.
Look at the colour of it.
Uh-huh.
It's a real delicate kind of pink colour. Yeah,
so I pass it through a sieve as well, John.
Do you know what that looks like? Quince.
Mmm, dark quince
jelly. Oh.
It's nice, but isn't it?
It's lovely. It's delicate kind of a flavour.
That's it. I'm going to just build up a couple of wee strawberries here.
Uh-huh. On top of the white.
Onto the top. And then just a couple of wee dices of this jelly. And that gives you sort of a different, you know, texture as well. Uh-huh. You get a wee bit of a crunch with the strawberries. Here,
delicate operation. Just
it is very delicate.
Wee cubes
there.
Of strawberry jelly.
But it's not lovely.
And this is pure homemade.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Soft strawberry jelly. This is not the stuff you made with your man.
Oh no, no.
It ended up like rubber.
Do you remember that? You had to take the squares up.
Yeah.
And chop them up, and then you had that other carry.
You try and eat the squares. Was that just me? You try and eat the squares before they ever got anywhere near hot water.
And then, because you'd stolen a couple of squares,
it didn't quite.
It didn't really set that well. Good. I'm, you know how old I am. I remember we had an old pantry thing in the house that was so cold. That's where you set things.
Right.
You know. I've just got a wee bit of angelica. That's angelica flowers.
Yeah.
That are in the garden, and a wee bit of the leaves there that look like wee sort of mini Christmas
ferns,
trees.
Don't they? Yeah.
A wee bit of that there. But that's a nice simple pudding.
And what is that? That's angelica, is the white flower. And what's the green leaf?
That's the green of the angelica, yeah. So if you smell angelica, it's kind of aniseedy slightly.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So that's... and then, to me, you don't really need anything else with that, do you?
No.
I mean, you could have a wee bit of shortbread, but I think when you get the nice big mouthful of strawberries and everything that, you're good to go.
Right. 2 Take spoons. Big spoon or wee spoon? Go wee spoon, we'll be civilised. So this is half, the wee glass is half full of your panna cotta. I love panna cotta. Get a wee bit of the jelly.
I get a big fat strawberry in there.
Oh, that's delicious.
That's not nice, just see that.
And a wee bit of vanilla.
It's a strawberry. What I love about that yogurt panna cotta, John, you make that yogurt panna cotta and you could make it in the deep midwinter.
Mm-hmm.
And just have it with some spiced oranges. But now you just have it with some strawberries. You can have it in black currants from there. Some gooseberries cooked with a wee bit elderflower. Plums in the winter, you know. Apples. It's lovely, isn't it?
A dessert for all seasons.
Absolutely.